are we doing? So, something happened to me recently, and I was like, I have to tell you guys, because what? I like amebo, and what? No, the Bible said we shouldn't like amebo, so I'm not gonna like amebo, but I'm like, I like gist. So I'm gonna gist you guys. So, nothing literally happened. Like coming, but nothing happens. Start it. Hey guys, I went to win it to give. I can always get hyper when I want to see this part. Like, it's your girl Sarah. My friends call me Luna, and this is Podcast We No Name. That's right, girl. How you guys doing? I miss y'all so much. I always miss you. If it's a day, 24 hours, or anything. I always miss you guys. Like, that's some period. Period. Okay, so I was thinking, what do I do? What do I create today? What do we talk about today? I mean, like, it's been like ages, you know, that I said something for the man. And you know, we recently dropped an episode on Sugar Daddies. Sugar Daddies. I know y'all enjoyed it because I got really good response on that. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't still listened, go check it out. Just, you know, go to the, you know, Podcast With No Name site and, you know, check it out. You're going to find it anywhere. Like, any podcast platform, you're going to find it, baby girl, baby boy. You're going to find it. So, basically, I don't know why I'm talking like this. So, basically, what I'm trying to say. Do not check TSR. Like, the share room, you're going to talk like me. Like, you're going to be like, so, what I'm trying to, like, say is that. Go back to talking to my girl. Okay, so, I dropped that episode and I was like, what do I do for my, what do I do for the guys, the men in the house, in the building? I mean, I got a lot of, what of the sugar mommy see? Honestly, and sincerely speaking, with all her older into my heart, I do, in my I want sugar mommy, someone toasting. I don't have funny brother, I want to tell that this is sugar mommy toasting. And I don't think it's the same way sugar daddy do that sugar mommy do it. And if it's the same way, then go and use the one that I put in my sugar mommy. Go and use it and get your sugar mommy. But now I'm going to give guys something that's really like, I actually want to like give guys a gift. It's more of a gift because you guys deserve it. Talk to man in my CEO. It's my CEO or my whatever the English people use. Please don't stress me. Okay, today's episode, we're talking about why she friend zoned you. So many boys have so many zones. You know, brothers. I have been zoned for one. Like, I've had guys like sister zone me, younger sister zone me. God, do not get me started on that. I'm like, bro, I like you. Why you gonna zone me? Why you gonna do that right now? You gonna zone me right now? Seriously? You think you gonna... Don't do that to me. Don't. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't blame them. Get you a zone because they see you as a younger sibling, not as a, you know, as the hot babe that you should, you know, be to them. But I'm gonna tell you like that. I literally always want to come like, really? So now talk of guys who are constantly and continuously being zoned. Like, I think an average guy, except that guy is some, you know, hot dude, like, it's just whatever women call them. Even Casanovas have been like zoned at one point or the other. But I know guys are usually like, they get most of this zoning and, you know, they are putting these zones a whole lot of times. And, you know, brother zone, church zone, you know, office zone, worker zone, and all that nonsense. So, and I was like, why is sometimes, there has to be something, you know, there has to be a reason behind the fact that you are being zoned. And okay, this is why she is zoning you. Is it the first one? It's very simple. She didn't like you in that way. See, most of us are so, we are so, oh, she doesn't, it doesn't, like, it's not seeing me, stuff like that. But me, I'm like, if this person likes you, this person likes you. Like me, for instance, I'm crushing on someone recently. I just started crushing on someone recently. I won't say recently. I've been liking the person, but time, man. It got really serious. I'm like, boo, but boy, don't buy me, come closer. And it's like, it is way out of my league, like way out of my own league. I'm like, but you know, you watch too much Disney and too much American movies, and like the person way out of your league going to see you. I'm like, he ain't gonna see you again. Except you wanna enter this league. And that's, it's gonna happen. I pray so, amen, you know. So if the person doesn't like you, if you enter the person's room, if you enter the person's family member house, a person ain't gonna see you that way. That's how it's just gonna be. Like, that person doesn't see you that way. Like, the person just doesn't see you like that. Probably later in life, the person will not actually say, oh, I really like this. Maybe the person now gets attracted. And, you know, sometimes when you like some, but the person doesn't realize that the person likes you that way, it's probably later. But most of the time, the main reason why guys, as I say guys, women actually friend zone these things, because they just are not interested in you that way. And most of them still want, most of us, okay, I say me because I've zoned people too, most of us still want to like have a good relationship with you. Like, it's like a friend of mine asking me out, and then because of that we won't talk again. Oh, Shinkomo, are you okay? It seems like she would like me, but if you stop me, my mood is shit. Are you okay? Why? It seems like she asked me out. Dust me out. Dust be my family. That's how me I'm gonna be. Like, I just want us to be friends. I didn't want anything. I think I recently see to a friend that thing. I was like, it's not, I get this, it's not you, it's me. I need Jesus. And I'm like, it's not you, it's not me. I mean, it's not me. It's just that I'm not interested in being your boo or anything. I just want to be your friend. I really want to get to know you. I want to be that person. You know, you know, I just want to be your friend. And probably something stops after that. Okay, but right now, bro, you're going to be zoned in the friend zone place. So, yeah, that's the first one. You need to know, although you cannot, like, hold your feelings or bash your mask in. You cannot, English is shallow, but anyways, you get what I'm saying. Then second, another thing that I know that I used to cause friend zone is, you are always there. Ha. Let me tell you something. It's, you know, men say they like the chase. You see, women like things that they can't get. Go and check, like, 75% of women like bad boys, because bad boys don't come their way. Bad boys are like far off away, and they're like, hey boy. Even when the bad boy is close out to you, and you know the bad boy doesn't even like you, like, so you who's constantly available, okay, all the American film, all the Disney movie you've been watching, you see, there's also one that is friends, so the one that the friends, so it's not constantly available. Okay, for instance, Blood and Water, that's a really, like, good example, though. What's the name of Blank's friend, the guy, this really chubby, fine, cute boy, and he's literally always available, but she friend zoned him at some point. Like, she literally friend zoned him before she started thinking about him another way. She friend zoned him. It was literally available. If Blank calls his name, he's not just coming, he's bringing horse, he's bringing cat, like, he's coming. Like, you need to reduce it. And I'm not saying you should not be the person, be a friend, but you need to, like, cut the balance. Like, you need to, like, create this thing whereby she's not, you know, like, up, you know, oh, Jechi, Tuesday, oh, I said Tuesday, hey, it sounded fine. What you mean? It ain't go America yet, though, or Britain, or whatever, but then we have the Tuesday. Ah, even Bob Abishola can't say it like that. What's that? I will flip my hair. God, I don't. Please do forgive me, guys. So don't be up on this thing for her. It's just too much. When it's too much, the girl will not take you serious, trust me. And she wouldn't see you as someone she wants to date. See, women are complicated. Me, I'm telling you, women are complicated. My own gender, we are, well, complication for everything. So I can't argue with you on that particular one. Then there's another one. You see, I said two already. you didn't hear me, go back and press backward. Don't stress me. Okay, that's where you're trying to add and you're coming up as desperate. Okay. So men by default, I think it's in the men of, is it men or women that like this chick? Women like the chase thing, you know. They like when you chase them, and even men to enjoy the chase when they chase a woman. I think Aminu in the men's club to say that in that it doesn't like women who's like, psst, and she's like, I'm like, okay, bro, you can chase me all you want. I'm gonna be your head, and you gonna be the, you know, the man, and I'm around, and you go follow me. That's what I'm gonna be. What the fuck am I saying? Forgive the language. So basically, if you're coming up as too desperate, you like her, yeah, cool, fine. But then you ask a girl out today, and she said, she said, give me time. That same night, you are not, uncle, is that you wrote the exam? Did they not give you time to write the exam? What's your problem? You need to give out time. When you make decisions in your life, they gave you time. Go shortly. Give her time. Let her, like, I'm not saying she give her 10 years, like, give her probably like 24 hours. Like, I'm not saying she prove her. If like, go and prove her, let her go and tell that person, yes. Don't come and call podcast with no name. I didn't know you. But at the same time, I feel like if you come up as someone who's too desperate, like, but boy, you come on, man, she can't carry stuff like that. Yeah, right. you know, you're gonna be like friend zoned. Okay. The water is not she, but it's cold. Does that even make sense? No, it doesn't. Okay. So the fourth one. It's this one. I like this one. When your intentions are not clear. I usually say something. I think people on my contact list, those that check my status a whole lot on WhatsApp, they know me. I say something. See, sorrow, so can only these guys. Anything you want, say it. Like, don't use me to play. Sorry, guys. Don't use me to play. Then you now come and start saying that. So, are you hungry? It's on their pie. Are you? Is you a being pie? Sorry, it's a being. It's a being pie. On their what? the uncle. Are you okay? So when a guy does that, it's really deep. It's like I literally want to stone such people. You don't know your front. You don't know your back. You don't know your left. You don't know your right. But you're like, you like me. Am I supposed to start selling paper because you like me? Ah. Coco give me stand the shop price. I should go and be selling something there. So maybe your head is it don't do such. I don't like people who do stuff like that. Like, it makes me really pissed off. You like me, eh? She should go and do Thanksgiving. No. You have to tell me, what do you want me to do with you liking me? If you just like me naturally, okay. Thank you. I really like you too. And if I don't like you, I'll still lie that I like you. Because what is courtesy and I have to be a nice person. But if you want something and you are not intentional about it, okay, you want to date somebody and you're not saying what you want. And she now puts you in, probably doesn't want anything, and she puts you in that zone. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really sorry about that. Okay, and then you go on sharing people. Ye, Emma amaze me in different ways, and you go on, and you're like, man, as in, I'm thinking about something. I'm like, man, you see that fair Nigerian man, a deserve special seat air fire. All on short price, what for you? Like, I don't get to people. Like, I really, okay, this is not, I'm not insulting the male gender. If I am, or I have said something that sounds insulting, I'm really sorry, but that's not what I'm saying. Like, you see, my ha, okay, what's in the color for people safe?
I don't have anything to laugh about, so I don't stress myself. Igbo people, what do Igbo people call men? Anyways,
you're not intentional, and then you now want her to date you and all, but she already sees you. I think women, for me, if you like me, and I notice that you like me, and you don't tell me anything, you start looking at you. You gonna look, except I do like you too. Yeah, exactly. If I really, really like you, and I'm sure of how I feel about you, trust me, I can literally ask you out. Like, I will tell you straight up, and I know that you like me. So I'm like, even if you don't like me, I mean, I've been, you know, this and all, and I'm like, so I really like you, and I don't know if you do. I'm gonna give you like the vibe. See, don't let me even ask you out. If I ask you out, you will melt like gold and higher anything. Your heart will melt for my words. Kilo me, they make me spec, me podcast, you know, name. Get it. Shit. Oh my god. So basically, seriously guys, if you're not intentional, I'm gonna take a much more time on this intentional thing. It's not my fault. So when you're not intentional, she's like, maybe she just wants to be friend, and then she's already putting that on her brain, has registered you as a friend. You now come and now it's come and start saying this thing after 4 years. Uncle, find another bearing. Okay, I think I've already thought so much on intention, because really intentional, like if I look at her. I think I always write. So the last one that I'm going to be sharing with you guys, why she friendzone you. I wrote it here. The book I've already closed, so now I have to open it. You are not her type. That's supposed to come as number one, to be honest. Like, the reason, you know, I said something about she's not into you. You know, you might be her type, and it can be like a kind of person, but then she's like, I don't think I want to date this person. That's a different case. But you are not a fool. This is my laugh, so it's making me laugh. Me, for instance, I like, see, you know, there's this thing of, you want a tall guy, a black man, see, mine is like this. I like a fashion, like, I'm not going to say a fashionista. I like a man who can handle his fashion so well. I think that's why I'm crushing the person I'm crushing on. I don't want to even say crush, I don't like the word crush, like, I'm attracted to the person I'm attracted to at the moment. Fashion sense. Tubari Bobo Ikodre. Oh my god. I said I don't talk about myself, but I can't help it. Like, when I talk about this person, I'm like, oh my god, I'm making noise. It doesn't even know I exist. Even if I'm from the comment section, in all honesty, just in the comment section. Anyways, so basically, if she's not attracted to you, bros, there's no need for her to do it. Yeah, friends. So, see, I've heard the character she wants. Like, you are nice, but except you're a money spender. If you don't have character, but you're a money spender, she gonna tell you yes. Because women like money, trust me, they will not friendzone you. They will sugar daddy zone you. They'll make the sugar daddy kind of person, you know. Yeah. Can't check how to sugar daddy, or how to get a sugar daddy there. But I'm just saying, I'm just saying my own. If she's not physically attracted, English and correct, see, she's not into you. She's not into you. So basically, with those few points of mine, I really hope I'm able to convince you and not confuse you. The reason why she said no, she said she's friends only. She said no, let's stay friends. Uncle, you're doing it wrong. And sometimes you might not actually be doing it wrong. Most times, some of these guys actually do it wrong. Some guys actually do it wrong. It's just the woman that just isn't interested, like I said earlier, she doesn't find you to be her type. You're not my type. That's just it, right? You know? So So those things. And see, guys, it's very important. Most of you try to be what you are not. This is me telling you guys that. You are good, except you have really toxic characters. If you are in a toxic character, trust me, sometimes there's nothing wrong with you. You're growing and your fashion sense up to me like this now. That fashion sense, I cannot blame you. It's just not the kind of person who is into what I am into. And me, myself, I'm not supposed to dress, but I just really appreciate guys that, like, they up their fashion sense. I'm like, where's your mother? I need to, like, give her some accolades. You know, I don't know why I need to give your mother accolades, but I just feel like I need to. That's how it is for me. So, that's my own perspective. Oh, that's me. Although I have a thing for, I'm not telling people what I have a thing for. I want to tell you my specs. So, some of you know, gonna be copying and try to lure me. It won't win. I'm Joseph. You will not be doing Pharaoh wife. Pharaoh. You get it. Okay, guys. Oh, it was really a beautiful session with you guys. I really hope I was able to tell you guys, like, my guys, my G's, something. Seriously, I have a whole lot of friends who have been friend zoned so many times and they feel like they're the problem. See, kisses from Podcast With No Name. We love you guys, and we Podcast With No Name to have been friend zoned. And we really hope you guys don't, you know. Wait, Podcast No Name has been friend. Rara, I want friends on Podcast No Name. Podcast No Name. Spec my new podcast here, man. Don't say it again. But, you know, Luna has been friend zone. I've not just been friend zone. I've been baby sister zoned. I've been sister zoned. I've been zoned. Let's just put it that way. So, with this report of mine, I want to say bye-bye. Okay. Yes, you have something to tell me. You want to tell me how you were friends, so you want to give me your own, like, story and all. Yeah, right. It's on, you can talk to me on Spotify. I'm going to put a link down. I'm going to put a link so you can all talk to me from there. At the same time, you can also check me on my social media and do on Instagram is Luna Hakins, LUNAHAKINSC. Send me DM. I receive it. Send me DM. I receive it. See, you not see you send me DM. You not be saying nonsense. I will accept it. These people, I don't have, I can't even shout. But I tell you, I'm so cocky. I'm embarrassed me. Then on Twitter, it is Luna Akins 25. They are finally open Twitter. So all of us, we're going to go there and talk it up. So let me hear your experiences. Let me hear what you guys have to say. Our Facebook page is not yet working. We have issues with our Facebook page, but once we get it back online, we're gonna let you know. And yes, you can listen to every other podcast, you know, episode on all podcast platform. Can it be by monthly? Saying this by monthly, people almost a podcast, but I get to share on every podcast platform: Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. Which one again? Anchor. Just check everything out. Like, just search Podcast With No Name, no space. Podcast With No Name, no space. I'm not saying you can't write no space, so don't put space when you're writing Podcast With No Name, Sha. Get what I'm saying? I'm gonna miss you guys. Till next time. Bye. See y'all later. Don't miss me. Bye bye.